Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
New Year's Eve Countdown.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. It is New Year's Eve as we're going out live, and so the theme tonight is going to be a countdown from 10 to 1. I've done this once before. If you want to go way, way back in the archives to episode 32, that was the original one of these, and this is a sequel. And every time you have a sequel, you always have to step it up somehow. You have to bring in more celebrities. You have to bring in more action. And that's why Mike Joseph is here to be my guest. Hello, Mike.
You are stretching the definition of the word celebrity beyond any realm of believability here, Shane.
Well, you know, you're a Radio Free Brooklyn personality.
I am.
And that counts for something.
Yeah, sure. Yes, it does.
And so we're here tonight doing this countdown, this New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Woo!
And the countdown, the idea is the first song's going to have 10 in it, either artist or song, and then on down the line, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm excited.
And Mike has no idea what we're going to be playing.
None whatsoever.
Which is great. I love surprise. but yeah, I appreciate you coming and sitting in with me on this one, Mike.
Sure thing, Shane.
Just in case you aren't familiar with Mike, he hosts a show here on Radio Free Brooklyn called the Jerry Curl Chronicles, and it's every Wednesday night. And it's a great show.
Thank you.
It's 2 hours of music. And yeah, I'm really glad to have somebody else to come in and hang out and celebrate
Shane.
This new year.
I did not want you to spend your New Year's Eve in the studio alone.
Thanks for looking out for me, Mike.
It's what I do.
So let's get this thing going. To start things off, first we're going to hear a very quick, fun radio intro from a very important album about counting things.
Ooh.
So we're going to start with that. And then we're going to get into our 10 song. And I will tell you that number 10 is going to be a song that also has a kind of countdown built into it, if you consider a ticking time bomb a countdown, which it is.
Sure.
So that's going to be our number 10 song, which is going to be from the band 10cc, right after this very special introduction that we'll hear first. So let's get things started. Strap in, get ready for liftoff. It is time for the countdown.
I'm ready.
The countdown episode here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 125. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
And now, direct from the Sesame Street studios, high above Hooper's Candy Store, Radio 123 proudly presents Countbound Count and the Count's Countdown.
He's got the numbers all the time. He loves to count them and to play them for you. No one but the Count. He's got the crown. He also has the numbers, and the cat is gonna lay them on you one by one at the Count's Countdown.
Greetings, all of you out there. ¿Qué pasa? And what's happening? How many are listening today? One? One listener? Two? Two listeners? Three? Three listeners? Four?
Follow the swing and the sound around. It's the Count's Countdown!
Ah, well, let's get it on, as they say, and start the countdown with a real sleeper. Last week, number 647 on the charts. This week, it inched its way up to number 12.
I'm a clockwork creep, and I can't get a sleep. They wind me up and let me go, and I can't unwind, going out of my mind. My time is coming soon, you know.
I'm a jumbo jet with a brand new set of passengers and bags and crew. I spread my wings to a thousand things to prove how good I am to you.
I'm a
Time would stop, the plot would flop, and Jumbo would be safe to land.
My roommates all the envy of Sabina Rapp and them, Chattanooga to Japan, a taxi through the airlines. What a safe little plane, what a fine little plane, what a great little plane I am. Must keep my date to detonate. Goodbye to Tar and Cheerio.
Bye. Not of love, only blasphemy. The distance six others will curse me. That's all right.
That's all right.
For I will watch them.
Revolution will not be televised. The revolution is here. Yeah, it's common sense with DJ Premier. We gon' help y'all see clear. It's real hip hop music from the soul, y'all. Yeah, check it. Yeah. The perseverance of a rebel, I drop heavier levels, is unseen or heard. A king with words, can't knock the hustle, but I've seen street dreams deferred. God spots in my mind where the scene occurred. Some say I'm too deep, I'm in too deep to sleep. Through me, Muhammad will forever speak. Greek brothers with handshakes on ghetto landscapes, where a man is determined by how much a man makes. Cop cognacs and spit old raps with young cats with cigarettes in their ear. Niggerish, they appear under the FUBU is a guru. That's untapped. Wanna be in the rat race, but ain't ran one lap. Ran so far from the streets that you can't come back. You trippin' with nowhere to unpack, forgot that.
This rap, real, something you feel.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap, real, something you feel.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap, real, something you feel.
Front of 2-inch glass, from A-Rabs, I order fives. Inspiration when I write, I see my daughter's eyes. I'm the truth. Cross the table from corporate lies, immortalized by the realness I bring to it. If revolution had a movie, I'd be theme music. My music can either fight, fuck a dream to it. My life is one big crime, I tried to scheme through it. Through my shell, never knew what the divine would bring through it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want millions. More than money saved, I wanna save children. Dealing with alcoholism and Afrocentricity. A complex man drawn off of simplicity. Reality is frisking me. This industry will make you lose intensity. The common sense in me remembers the basement. I'm Morpheus in this hip hop matrix, exposing fake shit.
And you know, yes, you know.
This is rap for real, something you feel.
And you know, yes, you know.
This is rap for the black people.
Hey,
this is rap.
Hey,
this is rap for real.
And you know, yes, you know.
Rap for real.
Some days I take it out of jail with the real world. Got on an 87 side by this little girl. She recited raps, I forgot where they was from in them. She was saying how she make brothers come. I start thinking how many souls hip hop has affected. How many dead folks this art resurrected. How many nations this culture connected. Who am I to judge one's perspective? Though some of that shit y'all pop to it. I ain't relating. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I just want to innovate and stimulate minds. Travel the world and penetrate the times. Escape through rhythms in search of peace and wisdom. Raps and smoke signals letting the streets know I'm with them. For now, I appreciate this moment in time. Ball players and actors be knowing my rhymes. It's like,
you know, yes, you know. This
rap is real, something to feel.
And you know, yes, you know.
This rap is real, something to feel.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. This is episode 125, and we're doing a countdown to New Year's Eve. And that was our first set of countdown music we got from 10 to 6. I'm joined in studio by my friend Mike Joseph.
Hi, Shane.
Hello. And let me go over what you just heard, and then we have another special guest who I'll bring on in just a second. First off, we started things off with Sesame Street and Count Von Count with
that
the intro.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was so good.
It's great.
The intro to the Count Counts album. I love that one because I identify so much with him being like, how many listeners do we have today? One? One listener? Two? Two listeners? That really speaks to me. And then we heard 10cc with a very weird song called Clockwork Creep.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's about a bomb.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it is.
Which is a kind of countdown. 10cc I've just been digging into recently. And they've got some really great pop hits in there, and they've got some really weird stuff in there too. And of course, Godly and Cream went off to do other really interesting stuff. But yeah, interesting band. Lots to get into there. After 10cc, we heard Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories with Do You Sleep? And then we heard The Birds with 8 Miles High. Prince with 7, and then closed out that set with Common, featuring Bilal with The Sixth Sense. And this wouldn't be a New Year's Rockin' Eve if we didn't have a man on the street, someone keeping an eye on things, reporting to us live from where all the action is. So hopefully this will work, reporting live from, I think, a rooftop looking down on Times Square, maybe? It's Calvin?
Hey, I am here.
What's up, Calvin?
Unfortunately, how's it going? You can hear me. Am I coming?
Yeah,
clear?
Yeah,
we hear
you
just fine.
We hear you loud and clear. What's what do things look like? Where are you?
I am in a high rise on West 31st and 6th, and actually hanging out with a few friends of mine. If they could give a quick shout.
Somebody's having fun.
due to the torrential downpours that have been going on since like 5 o'clock tonight, our plans for our rooftop excitement has kind of fallen through. Though we may try to make it up there closer towards midnight. So we'll see how things go. We'll see how the rain acts by then, but.
That
in
makes
the meantime,
sense.
It's
still early.
Yes.
Yeah, it's early, but in the meantime, we're keeping it low key. We got guacamole, cookies, lots of champagne and wine.
We got
the
guacamole.
The cheer for guacamole is intense. Y'all love some guacamole.
There's a lot of guacamole love in here.
Right. happen and party.
Yeah.
So, Calvin, you and Mike are both born and bred Brooklyn kids, right?
Indeed.
That's right.
Have either of you, being lifelong New Yorkers, ever been anywhere near Times Square on a New Year's Eve?
Hell no.
Hell no.
All right, unanimous. Calvin, is this the closest you've ever been to Times Square?
Interestingly enough, yes.
Yeah.
If you're from New York, you know better than to be anywhere near Times Square for New Year's Eve.
It's a mess.
It's more people than you would ever want to be anywhere near. So
that makes sense.
We'll leave that for the tourists.
All right.
Happily.
That sounds like a great plan. Since it is New Year's Eve, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about 2018 a little bit. And since both of you, as we mentioned before, Mike has a show on Wednesdays called The Jerry Curl Chronicles. And Calvin is the host of Lush Vibes Radio, which is Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, starting at midnight every week. Calvin, your show started this year. That's a pretty big highlight of my Radio Free Brooklyn 2018. How has it been going for you?
Well, this show has been like basically the highlight of my 2018.
Awesome.
I did a little bit of college radio when I was in college, but I just moonlighted. I never hosted anything, so for me to actually get on the air live every week like I do is something I never would have imagined I would do, but thanks to a little bit of prodding from the both of you guys, y'all definitely inspired me to take that leap of faith, and I'm incredibly grateful for it. It's one of the best decisions I've made in a long time. I'm loving every minute of the show, even though the show just goes by so quickly.
Very true.
Never realized how quickly an hour could go by.
Indeed it does.
Well, I think your show has been a great addition to Radio Free Brooklyn.
It has.
And it's been a good year for Radio Free Brooklyn. We've expanded a lot. I would advise anyone listening to go check out radiofreebrooklyn.org and find out about all the different ways you can listen. On the mobile app, you can sign up for the newsletter, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter, and find out about all the cool stuff that's coming up here at the station. Also, a big thing that in the new year that we're bringing on is this after-school program, which is going to be a program helping local high school students in 2019 learning media literacy, having some hands-on experience using the radio and journalism and broadcasting and all kinds of stuff. So do check that out. The three of us are all really happy to be part of Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes, we are.
And I hope the people will chip in a couple of bucks or otherwise get involved in some way.
Yes.
Before I let you go, Calvin, do you have any resolutions or any hopes for 2019 or any predictions? If you want to be Nostradamus here, that would be awesome too. But like, what's on the horizon for you?
Let's see. The biggest thing, well, I'm just looking forward to like bigger and better things, especially from the professional side. Professional side, the personal side, just building myself up little by little as 2019 goes by. And I think the radio show is going to be a major part of that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, end of the year, taking stock of where you're at with everything, that makes a lot of sense.
That's right.
I think a lot of people are in that position. I know. New Year's resolutions are kind of cheesy, and I know a lot of people aren't into them.
I don't like them.
I have a feeling Mike is one of those people.
I do not do New Year's resolutions.
But, you know, forcing yourself periodically to take stock of where everything's at and figure out where you want to go next is always a good look general.
I'm neurotic as hell. I don't need to wait until December 31st to make these decisions.
Right.
Do it every day.
Exactly.
Right. I'm awake at 1 a.m. not being able to sleep with a resolution every night.
Right. Pretty much.
All right. Well, listen, Calvin, I want to wish you a very happy new year, and I hope that the rain breaks so you get a little bit of rooftop time to look down on those poor, unfortunate souls in Times Square tonight.
Peeing into adult diapers.
That's right. But I'm glad that you are safe and sound in the warm environs of a friend's apartment and not just stuck out on the street somewhere.
thank you so much. I would feel sorry for all those people out there, but they did that to themselves.
Damn right. That's right.
Absolutely. All right, Calvin, have a great
Happy
night.
Happy New Year, Calvin.
Thanks for calling in.
Happy New Year, Mike. Happy New Year, Shane. Woo! Take care, and I'll see y'all in New Year.
You know it.
All right. Thank you again to Calvin for calling in. I think we're going to get into our next set of music. We heard number 6, and now it's time to get into number 5. So here, kicking off this next set, is Ben Folds 5 with a song from their reunion album, which I really enjoyed. This one's called Do It Anyway, and it's kicking off this next set on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Trust on the line, it's risky. People love to tear that down. Let them try, do it anyway. Risk it anyway. And if you're paralyzed by a voice in your head, it's the standing still that should be scaring you. Instead, go on and do it anyway. Do it anyway. There'll be times you might leave before you look. There'll be times you'll like the cover, and that's precisely why you'll love the book. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Tell me what I said I'd never do. Tell me what I said I'd never say. Read me off a list of the things that I used to not like, but now I think are okay. Sometimes it's not subjective, wrong and right. Deep down, you know it's downright wrong, but you're invincible tonight, so you do it anyway. It's done, you did it. Despite your grand attempts, the chips are set to fall, and all the stories you might weave cannot negotiate them all. Do it anyway. Be honest anyway. Said I'd never do. Tell me what I said I'd never say. Read me off a list of the things that I used to not like, but now I think are okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. So very hard to say, and watch the trust and joy all drain from her innocent face. But you must
do it anyway.
It sucks, but do it anyway. Call it surrender, but you know that's a joke. And the punchline is you were actually never in control, but still
surrender anyway.
Tell me what you said you'd never do. Tell me what you said. I think you're okay.
Do it.
wonderful things that you get out of life there are four. Baby, and there may not be many, but nobody needs any more.
Of the many facts making the list of life, truth takes the lead, and to relax, knowing the gist of life, it's truth you need.
And the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. When you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Baby, so the truth, honor, and happiness, and one thing more, be the only wonderful, wonderful love that'll make it four.
Don't you know the score? Well, people when they're younger never realize the treasure lies got. But as they grow older, realize a lot. They got their mind on all the wrong issues and things that cost a lot of money, but it's really very funny. They fade away and don't amount to a hill of beans. Funny how the things in life we really should adore, we forget or ignore, end up poor. Making money till you're nigh onto madness and end up in sadness. Youth is the time when we should see the light. Cause when we're old and wasted, the news for what we've tasted runs so high that we pay till we die. Then we know that youth that made us strong is wasting on the young. So enjoy it gaily, love life, and live it daily. You'll find a lot of things to bring you joy and give peace of mind. Get it while the getting's good. And everybody, if they only could, life would be a set, life would be a groovy set, groovy as a movie. Well, well, let your voice be heard, spread the word, everybody hears, God ears. Only gotta teach them how to use them, not abuse them. So take a tip from me, the world's everything it ought to be, as long as you can be sure there is no more to life than same old four.
Hard to believe, I know, but time will show that even though you think it's foursome, two and two together constitute a foursome. That's all, four is the figure, that's all. Ain't gonna be getting any bigger. Doesn't matter how you slice it up, you'll never change it. You count everything that fate throws into life's pot. Still, really, four is all you got. Haven't I told you about the little pleasures that are part of all the rest? You love a little and live a little and take a little and give a lot. Still, the total is happiness. But that's only one. You've just begun. There's gonna be more. After this, the truth and honor shining and love combining to make it four.
Take him from me.
and I sit alone and watch one cigarette burn away. I watched her take him from me.
Oh, But now in this quiet midnight mind, I faintly see the world. Across my mind, in the fiery pool of bodies floating alone. Gravity does burn inside me. I would orbit all who invite me.
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And the show is almost over. We've still got about 10 minutes left to go. But here we are with the final mic break. That was the second big set of music, counting down from 10 to 1. Started off at 5 with Ben Folds 5 and Do It Anyway. Then you heard Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross with Zoot Sims on sax. Covering Miles Davis's 4. Then we heard Patsy Cline with 3 cigarettes in an ashtray. Then Grizzly Bear with 2 weeks. And then we closed that set out with Esperanza Spalding with a song called One. That's off of her Emily's De-Evolution album, which is one I'm a big fan of, and I'm glad to include that one. Of course, last year, or whenever I did the last one of this, my last countdown episode had One by Harry Nilsson. I was trying to think of what the other ones were too, but you should go back and experience that one for yourself. Go to everybodyplaysthefool.com and scroll all the way down through my archives, and if you get down to episode 32, you will find my other countdown episode, which had lots of good stuff. And I'm joined once again in this break by Mike Joseph, host of the Jericho Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn. How's it going, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic, Shane. It's been such a great show. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you could be here.
Excuse me.
It's always good to celebrate New Year's with other human beings, if possible.
Yes, whenever possible.
Although, you know, celebrating with cats is also fun.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of celebrating lots of things with cats.
But here we are, almost winding down this episode of this show. Mike has been here many times before.
I have.
And will be back again in the future.
I'm sure I will.
I'm glad that... a friend of the show could make it to be on this one.
As opposed to an enemy of the show.
That's right. I haven't had too many enemies of the show on. Maybe I should do that. I have to find some.
Yeah.
I got to start making... This show has to start making enemies.
You got to start Radio Free Brooklyn beef with somebody.
That's right. Yeah, I'll put out a diss track for someone at Beebox or something.
There you go.
I've enjoyed this. I think I've gotten a lot of variety in the mix here tonight.
You did. Absolutely.
I did play... Now, Mike is a big Prince fan, and so I put in... Seven as one specifically for you, Mike.
Thank you.
But it reminds me, Prince did put out an album this year in 2018.
The Piano and a Microphone, yes.
Right, which is a live record that was recorded in the 80s and only just came out now, right?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was good. It's very, intimate. It's not, not something he ever really intended for release, but it's a kind of a good look behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
At his process. It's very, it's just him and a piano. It's very, very intimate.
I'm reminded that a song from that ended up on the, I don't know if you saw this, but recently President Obama put out his list of favorite media from the year 2018.
I did not see the
favorite
list.
Favorite movies and books. Remember a president who read? Anyway, movies and books and music.
Time ago.
It feels like a long time ago. And, his choices are appropriately all over the map.
He's an eclectic fella.
He is. And there's some stuff in there. He's got the Carters. He's got Janelle Monáe. He's got Brandi Carlile. He's got J. Cole. Kurt Vile makes an appearance on the Barack Obama list. Which is,
go ahead, Barry.
Which is pretty amazing. He does. He also included Mary Don't You Weep from the Piano and a Microphone album from Prince.
Right.
Good choice.
Yes, agreed.
As we're winding down here, I know we've already been over. You don't like New Year's resolutions.
I do not like New Year's resolutions.
Do you have any predictions for 2019? Either things you hope to happen or things that you think will happen?
I don't know. It's very hard to predict things on kind of like a grand scale because the world is such a crazy place right now.
Absolutely.
So I don't have any predictions. I mean, there are certainly things that I want to accomplish and things I want to do, and there are wheels set in motion for a couple of things, but, they're not specifically tied to 2019. They're just kind of things that I want to do. And like I said when we were talking to Calvin, I I'm neurotic, so there's always, for me, room for self-improvement or things that I think about that I want to do differently or things I think about that I just want to do, period.
You don't need January 1st as your excuse for reinvention or whatever.
Not at all.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think a lot of people get caught up in that January 1st has to be the marker, but then they fall off of whatever it is they said they were going to do so easily that it's like, why?
Why'd
it couldn't
you
have
do
been
it
that
the
important.
First place. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't have any predictions either.
Okay.
I'm happy to leave 2018 behind, but there were some good things in 2018 as well.
Yes, there were.
And as I said before, I'm happy to have Calvin on board with Radio Free Brooklyn.
As am I.
And I'm happy to continue to be a part of this. And I will remind everyone, Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we could really use your support as we look towards another year, an even bigger year of programming and all
new
kinds
shows.
Of fun stuff. New shows, after-school program for Brooklyn high schoolers. We've got live events coming up. I might do a live music trivia event at some point in the future.
Oh, do it, Shane. Please.
So if you want to find out what's going on, get on the newsletter, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And if you want to kick in a couple of bucks, keep the lights on around here. We do appreciate it. radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And I think it's time for us to get into the most important song of the night.
Oh.
The one that you can't go without hearing. So if you forgot to listen to this today, I'm reminding you right now by playing it for you. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
Thank you. You know what, Shane? Thank you for many reasons. You are the reason I have a show. So I am greatly appreciative to
Happy
you.
To have made that connection for you.
And thank you for being you. You're a good guy. One of my favorite people.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I hope you have a safe and happy and wonderful New Year's Eve. And don't drive drunk. Tonight or any other night, I'm
going to say. Yeah, anytime. Again, not specific to New Year's.
But here's the song that you have to hear on New Year's Eve. And this is the ultimate song to close out the countdown episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. Thanks for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. Have a good night.
Woo-hoo.
Boy. 10 years, stop it. London, speed it up. Houston, rock it. Oh.